you with the Gospel according to St. John. We will be reading out of the fourth chapter as well. We're going to pick up at verse 6 and read down through verse 10. St. John 4, beginning at verse 6. Let us all that have the word with us, let us get there. Our supporting scripture this morning will be Ecclesiastes 3 and 1. This morning we're going to do like we do sometime in our Bible study. We don't all read together. So that's why pull them Bibles out. Pull them Bibles out. You need to see and hear what's going on. St. John, the fourth chapter. Beginning at verse 6, if you are ready, let's read. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it, being a Jew, drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Let's go to the Old Testament, right behind Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, and we're going to read verse 1 together. Isn't it good to be together? Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Very good. Very good. Let's read. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Thank you for your help this morning. On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning, being in the right place at the right time. Out of all the singing that we do, we got to understand that there's still nothing like the Word of God. That Word will save you. That Word will keep you. That Word will do what nobody else can do. The Word does not change. You can get any Bible, any color, any size print. It's still going to be the same words in that Bible. And so we are thankful to God for allowing men to be inspired by Him through His Spirit and to jot down some things that we have some kind of guideline to go by to know how to live in this old world that God created. God is truly worthy of all of our praises this morning, and I'm so thankful to God to be able to stand and to be yet counted amongst the living. We just don't know where death lies, and we thank God that whatever it is or whenever it is, it's still going to be all right. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. We want to share with you this morning being in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. It's been said that as we continue our journeys in life, that this is another day's journey. The songwriter said that I'm glad about it, and I feel the same way. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to yet be amongst the living this morning. I'm glad to know that God allowed me to get up this morning and have strength enough to come to the house of God one more time and to in this day's journey to let Him know, Lord, I just want to thank You that You are here and You've allowed us to assemble ourselves together one more time, worshiping in praise and to lift up Your holy name, because the God that we serve is a mighty God. A God that has blessed us beyond measure. A God that we can always depend on. A God that never, ever will fail us. And I thank God for his word, for he declares that I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. It is truly a blessing to yet be counted in amongst the living this morning, despite whatever trials or circumstances that we might be going through or dealing with, because somebody woke up this morning. Somebody woke up healthy and happy. Somebody woke up without a care on their mind. So somebody woke up just giving God praise. And then there was somebody woke up healthy and happy and didn't take time to tell God thank you. And yet somebody woke up this morning troubled and in pain and despair. And then we could ask both of them, and yet they could still both say, I got so much to be thankful for. We got to learn to thank God for our bad days as well as our good days. For those days that we go through that make us appreciate those days that we heard that term, that it's a better day of coming. Then there's a time when you're going through the rough day that you look for that better day. And everybody ever realize sometimes you just don't seem like that better day get here fast enough. We keep on wondering, Lord, where is that better day? I'm looking for that better day because it seems like every day is one pain after another. One week my back hurting, the next week my arm hurting, the next week my neck hurting. Every time this body just seemed to be falling apart. But in the midst of it all, if I can still get up out of the bed, if I can open up my eyes and realize and pinch myself, Charles, and know that I'm still counted amongst the living, I still got something to give my God praise about. Anybody know that there's somebody laying on the bed of affliction this morning, not able to lift up holy hand, not able to even open up their mouth, not able to say that, Lord, I just want to thank you for all that you've done. We just don't know how blessed we are. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Every time I think about how good God has been, I get happy about it. Let us be reminded this morning that the Bible teaches us that in all things, give him thanks. So that lets us know all things, that's everything that goes on in our life. We ought to find a place somewhere to thank God. Lord, and we may think that it's crazy, but Lord, I thank you for the trouble that I was in, because I realize that trouble don't last always. And it was you that got in the midst of that situation when I thought I had all the answers and I was trying to work it out. And while I tried to put my little 2 cent rough in, you had already fixed it for me. Anybody glad they got a fixer? Yeah, you know how it is. God, Jesus was a carpenter. He knew how to handle some things. He can go about and fix some things. That, you know, it's good to have a handyman around. So somebody can save you a couple of dollars here and there. Now, sometimes the handyman costs you more trouble or more money than it's worth. But how many of you know that when you're on the, I wouldn't necessarily say a fixed income, when you just want to do things in the cheapest manner possible, you look for the handyman first. Hallelujah. I thank God for my handyman. I call him early in the morning. I call him late in the midnight hour. I remember a time I even called the handyman to get the cat out the house. The handyman got there over in the morning. I'm standing on the outside. I said, the cat on the inside. I ain't lying. My handyman in here, he know what I'm talking about. I don't deal with cats, especially not in the house. Creeping around, I can't tell where you are. That cat stayed in there for a good while. He called somebody that is not afraid of cats. And the man got a whole lot of tricks up his sleeve. You think about God being a carpenter. Anything you ask him to do, there's no silly question but an unasked question. If you need some help, you go to the helper. And I thank God for being that kind of helper that I can call on. And then the thing about calling on your helper, you don't have to be ashamed. You know, some of us got too much pride. We know we need some help, and we're sitting down there worrying and wondering when all we got to do is pick up the telephone and call somebody. Every now and then, you better learn how to call somebody. I'm glad to find out that sometime before I call the handyman, I call on Jesus. Then Jesus give me sense enough to know what call the handyman. He'll work it out. Every handyman got so much skill and so many gifts that God allowed him or her to have. My brother that's going to preach this evening, he's one of those little MacGyver kind of guys. he'll find something to fix it. I don't care what it is, he's going to fix it. It's always good to have somebody that is able to look at a situation and use their brain and use their talent and at least have a mindset that I'm going to try it. Even if I mess it up, I'm going to try it. Sometimes we sit back and we waste a whole lot of money and a whole lot of time not realizing that all you got to do is just open up your mouth. The Bible declares you have not because you ask not. David declares to us in the Word of God, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And we can't allow ourselves to wallow around in self-pity. And we got to remember that when everything began to get rough, we got to know where to look. Bible declares through the Word of David, look up to the hills from which cometh all of our help. And I don't know about you, but my sole purpose for being here this morning is to give my God some praise. He is my shepherd. He is the one that watched over us through another week's journey, and he kept us and sustained us from one day to another. So help me, if you will, lift him up. Help me glorify his name. Anybody come in here to lift up the name of Jesus? Where are those this morning that know that God has been good to you? Where are those that don't mind telling your God thank you? Where though they may have an ache in your body, but you still got a mind to cry out to the power of God. I want you to know this morning, you don't have to hold it in. For if you know that God done something in your life, if you know God that made some change, if you know that you had to depend on the power of a loving God, and you asked God to do something, and God stepped in and did what you needed him to do. Maybe God hadn't answered your prayer just yet, but you trust your God to the point to where you're not going to wait until the battle is over. You got a praise in your soul right now. Where are the praises that in the house? But where are the ones that didn't come to be entertained, but come to be a part of the service? If you want to be part of this spiritual experience, and you want to know that God is on your side, then you ought to show God some signs. Anybody glad that God woke you up this morning? Anybody want to help me lift up the name of Jesus? Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, who gonna help me lift Jesus? I just got two arms and my arm get weak sometimes, but I need somebody to give me a push. I need somebody to give me a little hallelujah, a little thank you Jesus, a little God it's gonna be alright, a little I'm not worried about it because I got the Lord on my side. Who know you got God on your side? Oh, can anybody make some noise in here? So somebody said, let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Don't nobody know like you know what God is doing in your life. Doesn't it feel good to let it go? It's all right to tell him thank you. If your neighbor don't want to praise him, you praise him for your neighbor. Thank you. I need your help this morning. Can't make this journey all by myself. I believe that God is a miracle worker. And I don't know about you, but when miracles are being passed out, I told you last week I'm going to run to the front of the line if I can get there. But if I can't get to the front of the line, all I want to be is in the line. One thing I found out is that God got enough for everybody. You might get yours first, and I may not get mine until last, but that's all right. For the Bible declares the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Sometimes when you get that last crumb off the plate, that's the best part of the whole thing. Don't feel like you always got to be ahead of everybody else. Sometimes just wait, be patient, tarry, and learn how to wait on the power of a loving God. I serve a God that's listening to you right now. I serve a God that watched you while you gave him praise. Because he realized that you had something to praise him about. Did not they sing the song this morning that we owe God a praise? So some of you, yeah, somebody else owe God a praise, but you didn't feel like getting up. You don't have to get up on your feet. But you ought to be able to open up your mouth. And if you can't open up your mouth, something down on the inside of you ought to start moving to a degree to let somebody know. If don't nobody else know, you know God knows. You know how it is sometimes. You say, well, I'm not like some of them other folk. I don't like to get all emotional, and I don't like nobody to see me waving my hand. But down on the inside of me, you ought to see my heart jumping. You ought to see the joy that's down on the inside. Anybody got that inner joy? Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. The devil is a liar this morning, and I believe somebody going to help me put the devil in his place. Anybody tired of the devil messing with you? Then you better learn how to kick that devil up out your house. You better get him out of your system and let the devil know you don't have no place right here. Get away from my family. Let us have some joy every now and again. Not going to be on the mountaintop every day. Because the Bible declares, yea, though I walk down through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to fear no evil, for my God is with me. Anybody bring God in here with you? Well, if you brought God in here with you, you got all the protection that you need. Oh, hallelujah. I feel so much like preaching up in this house this morning. Hallelujah. I can't help but to preach it because I thank God for what he's done for me. Hallelujah. Got up the other day and got so dizzy I couldn't even hardly make it from one room to the other room. But you know, all I did was just be still for a minute. Started talking to God and started anointing myself and said, Lord, touch this body of mine. Don't never allow the devil to think you did, that you done got defeated. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Hey, anybody glad you don't have to be in the church house just to call on your God? How many of you had God in your living room or in your bedroom or right there in your kitchen? And the devil thought he had you all messed up, but all of a sudden you called on the name of Jesus and everything got to be all right. All you got to do is call. He will answer. Sometimes, you know, we ought to be modernized now. Number flash across the television. Some of us need to see Jesus cross across the television. And I bet you, you'll jump up and answer that phone then. Oh, Lord Jesus, calling me. Y'all got God calling me. I got to answer that. I remember a time I wouldn't miss a call. Every time the phone ring, boy, it ring good, I done picked it up. Now sometimes I look and say, I'm too sleepy to talk right now. I call you back after a while. Truth is the light. Some of you do the same thing. Talking to somebody and then act like somebody else done called you. You know you're lying. Even the children know how to do that now. They get tired of talking to their little friend. They say, yes, I got another call. We better teach them. We better teach them how to do the right thing. Teaching our children how to lie. All of us got something to pray about. All of us need a closer walk with God. And I just came by here this morning just to share with you a few minutes and to talk to you about time and being in the right place and the divine providence that God has upon our lives and being exactly where you need to be and know that there are times when you are there simply because God so ordained that you would be in a particular place at a particular time. We think sometimes that it was accidental, or we may even say that it was a coincidence that certain things happened or something was said that either hit the nail on the head or gave you the thought that it was confirmation of something that you were already thinking or something that you had heard. But there are times that you need to go a little deeper and realize that there are people sometimes that have been put in place that you are to run into them at a particular time for a particular purpose. And a lot of times we miss the fact that God has something to do with it. We think that we were just lucky that I ran into you. We think that it was just one of those things that just happened. But I want to let you know this morning that God has power beyond measure. He moves us in, and we know that we said on many occasions, the Lord God works in a mysterious way. And have you ever noticed sometimes when you might see a terrible wreck on the highway and you begin to say to yourself, if I hadn't slowed up or if I hadn't stopped by the store, I would have been right there where they are right now. And so it makes you think that God intervened in some kind of way that you wasn't the one that was in that accident. And I serve to tell you that I believe that you're right, because God has a way of letting you be in the right place at the right time. Now, then you got the other side where the negative-minded folk are going to say, well, why did the Lord God allow that individual to be hit? I can't answer that. See, sometimes we try to answer things that we don't have an answer for. There's some things you got to leave to the power of a loving God. And you know, the best thing to do with those type of situations is not to mess with them at all. Because if you try to fix it and try to explain something to some folk, you will make it worse, and you might push them farther away from God instead of drawing them closer. We got to learn how to be a drawing force. We got to learn how to let folk know that God is in control, and He knows our being. He knows our uprising and our down sitting. God knows everything there is to know about us. We got to learn that there are times when God has somebody in our corner. And He's intended, sometimes even a stranger. You can sit there and you interact with them, and they begin to share some things with you, and they don't realize that they are telling you exactly what you need to hear for that moment right then. And you might not let them know that they are hitting some things that you need to hear. You just listen and you be cordial about it. But something down on the inside begins to move, especially if you are a believer. Something down on the inside begins to move in your mind and in your heart and say, God put this person right here so that I can hear this on this particular day because I needed that. Have you ever talked to somebody and they walked away and you say, I needed that? Sometimes it might be something you didn't even really want to hear, but sometimes you got to hear what you don't want to hear, because what you don't want to hear might be just what you need to hear. Am I talking to anybody in here? I want to try to help somebody to know that all you got to do is learn how to be in the right place at the right time. And who is to determine where the right place is? Some may think that because we are in this holy place of refuge this morning, a place of peace, a place where the Spirit of the Lord moves, it might not be the right place for your situation right now. The right place could be anywhere that God so desires. I believe that there have been times in our sanctified lives now that when we were not quite so saved and not so high-minded, that we were in some of those places we didn't have no business being in, and all of a sudden something came to mind that let us know that you ought not be here. But then somebody began to share with you. And as they began to talk to you, they began to tell you some things that made you feel good, made you feel like, well, there's a reason why I'm here. Never underestimate the move of God. God can go in the lowest slump, because the Bible declares if you go to the higher heights, He's there. If you go down to the depths of hell, He's there. So if He's there and if He's there, He's everywhere in between. So any and everywhere you might go, God is right there. I don't know about you, but I believe this morning, Brother Johnson, that God has angels dispatched that are right there with you. And anybody thank God for their angels? See, every now and again, I have my angel to just whisper in my ear and let me know, baby, it's going to be all right. Hold on and hold out. Every now and then, my angel might even be my enemy. That one that you don't trust to make you put your guard up, that's the one that helps you along the way. You hadn't had a mindset this morning to trust the power of a loving God. It's important this morning that we know that God knows where you are at all times. There is nothing hidden from the power of a loving God. It's important to know this morning that any place where we might be, God could also be right there. King Solomon shared these words with us in Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. God himself has established the patterns of life, and all of our labors, we are part of a circle of life. In life, time and chance happens to us all. Anybody know or understand now that just because you received or accepted salvation, that it does not exempt you from trials, tribulations, or trouble? Anybody know that all of us that want to be so saved and sanctified and think that we all of that full of the Holy Ghost still get sickness in our bodies? Anybody realize that it does not matter what walk of life you may be walking, that there is something that could happen to you just like they happen to anybody else? And don't get the mindset that because that individual is going through, that they've done something so bad that God is punishing them. God is not a punishing God. God does say that my wrath is going to come. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. God does say that if we are not dying as believers, that hell will be our home. So that is a promise. But we don't have to go that way. Every day that we live, he gives us another opportunity to try to get it right. Now let me help somebody else. That individual that's so holy and high, that I think that you so high, you don't never ever make a mistake. Don't forget where you come from. Don't you know when the Bible declares all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that God knows everything there is to know about us. He has determined those things, and there is an occurrence for us that we got to know that everything that happens under the sun, God is aware of it. Let us look at what King Solomon says about this weary round that we have with life. The Bible declares that not only is there a time and a season now, but when we look at that, we got to realize that God knows exactly what time you got up this morning. I don't care what time you had the clock set for. He know exactly what time you got up. And many of us know that we don't get up when the clock go off. That's just another way of just getting our mindset to know that it's time to get up. But how many of you know you get up when you get ready to get up? He knows the condition that we are in, and he knows what we are faced with. He is God, and God is God all by himself. The Bible declares that there's a time to be born, and then there's a time you're going to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which has been planted. These are the cycles of life that God allows us to know that it just comes with life. A time to kill and a time to heal. Time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. Time to mourn and a time to dance. You know how it is. Sometimes there's some folk that just sad all the time. Every now and again, you ought to have some joy in your life. Anybody get tired of the same old sad song? Anybody get tired of running into those individuals? They don't never have a good day. Every time you turn around, there's one thing wrong with them or something else. Don't never have a good day. Then there are those individuals that act like they don't never have a bad day. Every day they're highly favored in the Lord. I'm highly favored, but I have some days that I go through some things. Time to cast away stone, time to gather them together. Time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. Time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. So when it talks about that, you know how it is that there are times when grief is going to come. But don't allow grief to carry you to the grave. That there come a time you got to stop grieving. You got to stop and go ahead and wipe your weeping eyes and realize that there's still something to have joy about. That there come a time you got to let it go and let God be God. Oh, Jesus. The seventh verse. I'm trying to see if I'm reading this quite right. A time to keep silent. Is that in your Bible? And then there's a time to speak. So some of us that talk too much need to learn how to be quiet sometimes. And then some of those that say, oh, I don't really have much to say. Then the Bible is saying there is a time that you better open up your mouth. Don't wait for somebody else to speak for you, because if somebody else speak for you, they may not say things that you need to have said on your behalf. Time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. He knows all there is to know about our lives. He knows this morning that there's a time that we are going to be confused. He knows that there's a time that there's going to be somebody that's going to judge you in some way, form, or fashion. God knows this morning exactly what time you would arrive at the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church. The good thing is that it don't matter what time you got here. The main thing is that you made it inside the gate. And I just want to let you know this morning that there is another gate that we're trying to get in. And ain't nobody going to be able to let you in but God himself. Don't matter how many times Deacon Richard get up and say that I got the key and I can open the door. He don't have that key. You can call him and tell him I need to get in, but he got to tell you that I don't have that kind of power. If you don't live right, if you don't trust the power of a loving God, then the Bible declared that the door is going to be shut and you can't get in. Anybody want to get in the gate this morning? Then you better realize that we got to make a journey. And as we journey this morning down here in this book of John, where we see Jesus getting ready to go to Galilee. He's moving out of the city of Judea. And the Bible states that he must needs go through Samaria. So that lets us know that when you look at that fourth verse, it sort of puts everything together what I'm trying to share with you this morning. Being in the right place at the right time. Now, if you're going to meet your master, then you got to be where the master is going to be. But now we realize that the God that we serve, he's everywhere now at one time. But now we are looking at Jesus when he walked among the land in human flesh. And being in human flesh, he went from one place to another the same way that we do. He either had to travel by a donkey or he had to walk on his own 2 feet. So now he realizes that I'm on my way from Judea, I'm on my way to Galilee, but I got a whole lot of ways that I could go, but I got to go through Samaria. There's a time and a purpose for everything under the heavens. The timing had to be right. The purpose was that God already knew when I get there in Samaria, I'm going to meet a woman at the well. The woman didn't know she was going to meet Jesus, but Jesus knew he was going to meet the woman. Come on with me. Come on with me. I get out of here. I can slow up or speed up, whichever way you want it. The Bible says that he was on his way. And now, being that he was on his way, he realizes that I got to go through Samaria. When he got to Samaria, now understand that in Samaria, the Jews and the Samaritans didn't see eye to eye. So Jesus wasn't afraid of confrontation. Jesus wasn't afraid of those that did not like him or did not understand him. He realized that I got to do what I got to do. Anybody realize that you can't let your neighbor hinder you from getting your blessing? You know how it is. Some folk don't like it because you come to church, and sometimes the devil will come to church and try to steal your joy. I heard that the devil will move from one pew to the next pew just to mess you up. But don't you let the devil mess you up this morning. Bible says that when he got there in Samaria, that he went to a parcel of ground that Jacob had gave to his son Joseph. Now, Jacob had a well dug there, and there is where Jesus was going to meet this woman. Bible says that being wearied with his journey, he sat there on the well. It was about the sixth hour. Picture in your mind Jesus, tired from walking from Judea and on his way to Galilee, but he made this stop right there in Samaria. Now, I don't know whether Jesus was thirsty or not, but Jesus had to stop right there at the well. Now, the Bible said that there come a woman of Samaria, and this woman came to draw water. Jesus said unto the woman, give me to drink. Now, didn't get a woman's name. Some of us, we try to fix things and we try to know who Jesus met at the well. But Jesus just said that there was a woman from Samaria. But now, look at the power of Jesus. He already knows this woman. Knows everything there is to know about the woman, but he's there for the purpose of helping this woman learn who he is. Some of us in here this morning, we are here because we got a zeal of God, but it's not according to our own personal knowledge. Somebody been praying for you. Somebody been hoping and praying that you will get a little bit of Jesus in your life. But I want to let you know, you got to open up your own heart. You got to let the Lord God come in. You got to say yes to the Lord. Lord, I want you to be a part of my life. So he is asking this woman of Samaria, give me the drink. Bible, go ahead and let us know that he couldn't depend on the disciples right then because they were already gone to the city to buy some meat. The woman of Samaria said unto him, now, I want to know how it is that you, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria. Don't you know the Jews don't have no dealings with Samaritans? In other words, the woman said, you ain't got no business asking me for nothing to drink. You're not even Samaritan, you're a Jew. Why are you going to ask me for something that you know I don't have no dealing with you? I really don't even have no business talking to you, but I'm talking to you anyhow. But when you're in the right place at the right time, God has a way of changing what your mind may tell you to do, and you got to do what's in your heart to do. Bible declared, Jesus answered and said unto the woman, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. So in other words, if you knew who you were talking to, woman, before I even asked you anything, you'd have been begging me for some living water. Woman said unto him, sir, now thou had nothing to draw with, so what were you talking about? You don't even have a bucket. You don't have a pail. You don't have nothing to draw no water with. So how you going to give me some water? Then, this water coming out of Jacob's well. Jacob dug the well in, and he is the one that made it possible that we can get the water. What kind of water is this you talking about? What is living water? Anybody know what he's talking about? See, he wasn't really thirsty, but he wanted the woman to know, I'm going to give you some water. And if you drink some of this water I got, you're not going to be thirsty, because I want to let you know all the water you get today, tomorrow, you got to come back and get some more water. But I'm going to put some water in you. You will never have to thirst no more. In other words, I'm going to put my spirit inside of you. Am I telling anybody anything in here? How many of you got that living water? The living water cut off your lying tongue. The living water lets you know that you got to serve a mighty God. The living water that lets you know that all I got to do is call on the name of Jesus. The living water that knows that he healeth all of thine diseases. Bible says, getting excited in here. Woman want to know, are you greater than Jacob? He the one that gave us the well. That's because we had to get our children water and our cattle needed water. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water, you're going to get thirsty again. How many of you got a case of water at home? Don't last very long if you got good water drinkers. You got to go right back to Walmart and get you another case. But if you got any of this water that I'm talking about, sometimes instead of drinking a bottle of water, you sit down in your secret room. Start talking to the pastor and letting them know that everything going to be all right. Jesus said, he that drinketh of the water that I give him, he'll never thirst, but the water that I give, it shall be to him like a well of water springing up unto eternal, everlasting life. Woman said unto him, sir, give me some of this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. So there's something about that water. There's something about being at the right place at the right time. This woman met the right man that day. She realized that I'm nothing but an old Samaritan woman. And I'm here trying to do my duty and draw some water for my family. But I done found out that there's some water that I knew not of. Now the Bible declared, Jesus said, go call your husband. Tell your husband, I said, come over here. Woman asked and said, oh, Lord, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast answered right. I know you don't have a husband because you already had five. And the one that you got now don't belong to you. Anybody know that God knows exactly what goes on in your life? But it don't matter what kind of life that you've been living. See, this woman was on her way downhill. This woman had some trouble in her life. Now, it lets us know that maybe all the husband did not die. Maybe there was some of the husband that she divorced and got rid of. So that's why the one that you had right now is not legitimately your husband. But I want to let you know that there's something about the power of God. There's something about knowing God for yourself. That if you want to know who the Lord God is, all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. I'm so glad that this woman from Samaria realized that I'm nothing but a woman. I realized that I don't have all of the answers. I don't know anything about that living water. But there's something about the living water. Oh, Lord, give me a little bit of what you got. I want to know if there's anybody in Fowl's Chapel that realized that you don't have the right kind the water. Anybody need the living water this morning? All you got to do is open up your heart. I stop by to tell somebody, all you got to do is trust the power of a loving God. I want to let you know by the power of a God that if you trust God with all of your heart, God will be right there when you need him the most. I want to let you know that you're in the right place at the right time. Because where Jesus is, his spirit will be there. Wherever you go, God is going to be right there. And when the Lord God is right there, everything is going to be all right. Is there anybody so glad that you got the spirit down on the inside? That spirit that will move you when everybody else turned their back on you. That spirit will give you encouragement. Somebody said every now and again, you got to learn how to encourage yourself. Don't wait for a pat on the back. Don't wait for somebody to tell you how good you're doing. But all you got to do is do the best that you know how to do. Am I talking to anybody in the house? To know that God is right there by your side. You might be like this woman. You got some things going on in your life. But I want to let you know that God has no respect to persons. God will look beyond your fault and bless your every need. I'm so glad that God stepped down in the midst of her situation. Let the woman know it's going to be all right now. All you got to do is trust the power of God. The Bible says if you would worship the Lord our God, you got to worship him in spirit and in truth. In order to worship him in the spirit, you got to have the spirit. Anybody got the spirit of God? Does your spirit move down on the inside? Is that spirit moving down inside of you right now? I stop by to let you know that you're not in the house of God every Sunday. You're not here every day of the week. You're not there all the time, and God is everywhere that you go. But I'm so glad that on that day of Monday or Tuesday, the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit, it'll lift you up right there in the comfort of your home. When everybody else is gone to bed, sometime in the late midnight hour, you find yourself calling on the name of the Lord. And God come by your bedroom. He sit down by your bedside. He lets you know it's going to be all right.